I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chaos breaks out in Russia's sphere of influence. Earlier this week, fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia killed hundreds of soldiers on both sides. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association tells us
there are sons of some of the leaders there that have been lost in fighting. And so they're feeling the pain and the difficulty that's there.
On Friday, Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan agreed to a ceasefire after a round of fighting at their shared border.
Centers for helping children in these more impoverished communities were hit by shells. They've had to remove the younger families and the children to safer locations.
Meanwhile, fierce fighting continues between Russia and Ukraine. Through SGA, you can send help to each one of these countries and pray the love of local believers will draw many to Jesus in this time of crisis. And Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest today in one of the United Kingdom's largest gatherings of royalty and politicians in decades. Some 500 heads of state traveled to London for the state funeral, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Queen talked about her faith in Christ, especially during the later years of her life.
Increasingly, the Christian voice is being drowned out. Having someone of the Queen's caliber openly professing their faith, speaking out for all those in need, also advocating for persecuted Christians around the world. That's just a strong voice that I think will be missed greatly in Canada and globally.
Pray King Charles III will also advocate for religious freedom. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.